Depression can be viewed as a profound and challenging state of the soul. It is a condition that goes beyond mere emotional or psychological distress, extending into the realm of the spirit. In this video, we will explore the fundamental principles of Stoicism, taking inspiration from Marcus Aurelius' Meditations to offer practical counsel on surmounting the formidable hurdles of depression and anxiety. Number 1. Be more active. In the realm of battling depression and anxiety, the simple act of being more active emerges as a potent weapon. When Marcus Aurelius urged us to engage fully with life, he was pointing to the transformative power of movement. It's not just about physical activity. It's about breaking free from the chains of inertia that depression often wraps around us. Being more active is like sending a ripple through the still waters of your mind. It disrupts the negative patterns, the looping thoughts that can trap you in a cycle of despair. Movement, whether through exercise or simply taking a stroll, has a way of recalibrating your mental state. It releases endorphins, those tiny champions that fight against the darkness within. Beyond the biochemical dance in your brain, being active is a rebellion against the paralysis that depression imposes. It's a refusal to be held captive by the heavy fog that clouds your thoughts. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic wisdom, understood that action is a declaration of sovereignty over your own mind. By being more active, you reclaim a sense of control, a crucial ally in the battle against the chaos within. In the world of Stoicism, where the dichotomy of control reigns supreme, being more active is a deliberate choice to focus on what you can influence. It's an acknowledgement that, while you might not control the storm outside, you are the captain of your ship. Marcus Aurelius would encourage you to chart a course, set sail, and let the winds of activity carry you away from the treacherous shores of depression. Being more active is a defiance against the gravitational pull of sadness. It's a statement that even in the face of adversity, you have the power to move, to propel yourself forward. This isn't about grand gestures. It's about the small steps, the intentional movements that accumulate into a force capable of dispelling the shadows. It works because it disrupts the patterns of despair. It injects a dose of vitality into a system that depression seeks to drain. It's a counterattack against the narrative of helplessness, a tangible expression of the Stoic principle that no matter the circumstances, you can still act with purpose. In the simplicity of movement, there is a profound message. That life is a series of motions, and even in the darkest moments, you have the agency to propel yourself forward. Marcus Aurelius beckons you to be an active participant in your own existence, to navigate the currents of emotion with deliberate steps. In being more active, you not only exercise your body, but also strengthen the muscle of resilience within your mind. As you embrace the call to be more active, remember that this isn't a sprint, but a steady march. Each step is a declaration that you refuse to be shackled by the weight of depression. It's an affirmation of your ability to move through the storm, guided by the compass of Stoic principles. So, in the journey of overcoming depression and anxiety, let movement be your ally, a faithful companion that leads you toward the shores of mental well-being. Number 2. Face your fears. Fear is a powerful emotion that, left unaddressed, can exacerbate depression and anxiety. Stoicism teaches us to confront our fears directly and challenge irrational thoughts. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, underscores the importance of facing fears with resilience and courage. Stoicism advocates for the practice of negative visualization, contemplating the worst-case scenarios to diminish their emotional impact. By systematically exposing ourselves to our fears, we desensitize our emotional response and gain a sense of mastery over the challenges that once seemed insurmountable. Depression often thrives in the dark corners of our fears, magnifying them until they become insurmountable. Marcus Aurelius, through the lens of Stoicism, encourages us to bring these fears into the light of reason. It's not about recklessness, but a calculated confrontation, a measured gaze into the abyss to realize that, often, the monsters we fear are mere illusions. It works because it dismantles the architecture of dread. When we confront our fears, we strip them of their power. It's akin to unveiling the wizard behind the curtain, revealing that the ominous force was, in reality, a mere projection of our thoughts. In the Stoic playbook, facing fears involves a practice known as negative visualization. It's a mental exercise where we deliberately imagine the worst possible outcome. This might sound counterintuitive, but the purpose is to inoculate ourselves against the paralyzing effects of catastrophic thinking. By facing the worst in our minds, we become more resilient when confronted with challenges in reality. Confronting fears is a rebellion against the imprisonment that anxiety imposes. It's standing tall in the face of the storm, acknowledging the thunder but refusing to be struck down by the lightning. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic wisdom, would remind us that fear loses its grip when we confront it with reason. The fears that seem monstrous in the shadows often shrink when exposed to the light of rationality. The journey of facing your fears is not a sprint, but a gradual, intentional walk into the territory of discomfort. Each step is a triumph, a testament to your strength in the face of adversity. Marcus Aurelius would commend your courage, for in facing your fears, you not only disarm the weapons of anxiety, but also forge a shield of resilience. So, as you navigate the landscapes of depression and anxiety, remember that facing your fears is not a one-time battle but a continuous practice. It's an investment in your mental fortitude, a commitment to stare down the shadows that threaten your peace. In facing your fears, you become the hero of your own story, wielding the sword of Stoic wisdom against the dragons of anxiety. Number 3. Don't drink too much alcohol. The relationship between substance abuse, especially alcohol, and mental health is a complex one. Marcus Aurelius, as a Stoic, advocates for temperance and moderation. While Stoicism doesn't inherently condemn alcohol consumption, it emphasizes the importance of maintaining control over one's desires and impulses. Excessive alcohol intake can act as a depressant, exacerbating feelings of sadness and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius would likely caution against relying on substances to cope with negative emotions. Instead, he encourages us to find solace and strength within ourselves and our Stoic principles. Moderation aligns with the Stoic concept of self-discipline, a virtue crucial in navigating the challenges of life. By avoiding excessive alcohol consumption, we affirm our commitment to maintaining clarity of mind and emotional resilience, essential elements in the battle against depression and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius would advise against using alcohol as a crutch for numbing the pains of the mind. While the drink may offer temporary relief, it can also be a slippery slope into the abyss of dependence. Stoicism teaches us to be masters of ourselves, and excessive alcohol consumption is a relinquishing of that mastery. It works because it prevents us from seeking refuge in the deceptive embrace of inebriation. Alcohol, though providing a momentary escape, often intensifies the shadows of despair once its effects wear off. It's like borrowing happiness from tomorrow, only to be met with compounded sorrows. Stoicism encourages us to face the harsh realities of life with a clear mind. The fog that alcohol introduces can distort our perceptions, making the challenges of depression and anxiety even more daunting. Marcus Aurelius would implore us to confront our struggles with unclouded vision, to see them for what they truly are and not as exaggerated monsters lurking in the dark. Beyond the immediate impact on our mental state, avoiding excessive alcohol aligns with the Stoic virtue of temperance. It's a conscious decision to moderate our desires, to resist the allure of fleeting pleasures that may lead to prolonged suffering. Marcus Aurelius would remind us that true strength lies in the ability to face adversity with a sober mind and an unwavering spirit. So, as you navigate the turbulent seas of depression and anxiety, consider the clarity that sobriety brings. It's not a denial of the pain, but a courageous confrontation with it. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic wisdom, would salute your commitment to facing the storm with your senses unclouded. In choosing moderation over excess, you become the captain of your ship, steering through the waves with a steady hand and a clear mind. Number 4. Try to eat a healthy diet. The mind and body are intricately connected, and what we consume can significantly impact our mental well-being. Marcus Aurelius, though not a nutritionist, recognized the importance of a balanced and healthy lifestyle. Stoicism emphasizes the discipline of the self, and this extends to our dietary choices. A diet rich in nutrients, vitamins, and minerals contributes to physical health, which in turn influences mental health. Marcus Aurelius would likely advocate for mindful eating, aligning our choices with the Stoic principle of self-care. Certain foods, such as those high in omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants, have been linked to improved mood and cognitive function. Incorporating these into our diet aligns with the Stoic idea of using reason to enhance our well-being. A healthy diet, from the Stoic perspective, is not a mere prescription for physical well-being, but a strategic move in the war against the shadows within. Why is eating a healthy diet helpful in overcoming depression and anxiety? It works because the nutrients we ingest play a vital role in the intricate dance of neurotransmitters and hormones that influence our mood and mental state. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic teachings, would likely underscore the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. A diet rich in essential nutrients provides the building blocks for a healthy brain, the command center that orchestrates our emotional responses. In the face of depression, which often seeks to hijack our emotional equilibrium, a well-nourished brain becomes a fortress of resilience. Beyond the physiological aspects, adopting a healthy diet aligns with the Stoic virtue of self-discipline. It's a conscious choice to honor the body and mind as temples that deserve respect and care. Marcus Aurelius, as a proponent of virtue, would likely see the act of choosing nutritious foods as a manifestation of the Stoic commitment to living in harmony with nature and reason. In the battle against depression and anxiety, what we eat becomes a form of self-love. It's not about rigid diets or deprivation, but about making choices that affirm our commitment to well-being. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic lens, would encourage us to view each meal as an opportunity to fortify ourselves against the storms within. So, as you navigate the landscape of mental health, consider the role of a healthy diet as a companion on your journey. It's not a magical cure, but rather a foundational element that supports your resilience. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic sage, would applaud your choice to nourish not just your body, but also your soul, recognizing that in the harmony of a well-fed mind, the echoes of depression and anxiety may find less fertile ground. Number 5. Have a routine. Structure and routine provide a stabilizing framework, especially for those grappling with depression and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius, despite the tumultuous nature of his role as emperor, found solace in the discipline of routine. A structured routine not only instills a sense of order, but also serves as a powerful tool against the chaos that depression and anxiety can introduce into our lives. Marcus Aurelius would likely encourage us to establish a daily rhythm that includes time for self-reflection, physical activity, work, and leisure. By adhering to a routine, we create a predictable environment that fosters a sense of control, an antidote to the unpredictability that often characterizes depression and anxiety. This aligns with Stoic principles, particularly the idea of focusing on what is within our control and accepting what is not. It works because routine introduces predictability into a landscape often marked by unpredictability. In the Stoic playbook, where the dichotomy of control reigns supreme, having a routine is a deliberate act of focusing on what is within our grasp. Marcus Aurelius would likely commend the idea of crafting a daily rhythm as a form of self-discipline. It's not about rigid schedules, but about creating a structure that fosters a sense of control. In the face of depression, which often thrives on the sense of being overwhelmed, a routine becomes a shield against the storm, offering a semblance of mastery over the daily tumult. A routine is a conscious choice to navigate the ebbs and flows of life with intentionality. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic wisdom, would see it as a commitment to living in accordance with nature and reason. It's an acknowledgement that, while external circumstances may be beyond our control, the way we structure our days is within our grasp. Beyond the philosophical, a routine contributes to mental well-being by reducing decision fatigue, In the realm of depression and anxiety, where even small decisions can feel monumental, having a routine alleviates the burden of constant choices. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic Reflections, would likely appreciate the simplicity of a routine as a pragmatic strategy in the battle for mental resilience. So, as you navigate the tempest within, consider the role of a routine as your compass. It's not about constriction, but about crafting a rhythm that resonates with your needs. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic guide, would encourage you to view your routine as a map, a tool that guides you through the labyrinth of depression and anxiety, offering stability amidst the chaos. Number 6. Consider a walk around the block. The simplicity of a walk, often underestimated, aligns with Stoic principles of finding tranquility in the present moment. Marcus Aurelius, surrounded by the grandeur of the Roman Empire, found solace in the simplicity of his own thoughts and the world around him. A walk around the block symbolizes more than physical activity. It represents a break from the relentless stream of thoughts that contribute to depression and anxiety. Stoicism encourages us to appreciate the beauty of the present moment, and a walk provides an opportunity to engage with our surroundings, clear our minds, and gain perspective. In the intricate dance of overcoming depression and anxiety, the humble act of taking a walk around the block emerges as a powerful ally. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher emperor, would advocate for this simple yet profound practice. Why? Because, in the midst of mental turmoil, a walk becomes a journey towards clarity and perspective. It works because, in the simplicity of the stroll, there lies a profound opportunity for introspection. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic perspective, would see a walk as more than just a physical activity. It's a pilgrimage for the mind. A walk around the block is a deliberate pause in the frenetic pace of life. It's an invitation to step out of the whirlwind of thoughts that often accompany depression and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius, in his Stoic Reflections, would likely appreciate the symbolism of a walk, a journey not just around the neighborhood, but within the recesses of your own thoughts. The act of walking aligns with Stoic principles of finding tranquility in the present moment. It's an intentional engagement with the world around you, a break from the relentless stream of internal dialogue. Marcus Aurelius would encourage you to use the walk as a canvas for your thoughts, a space where the mind can stretch its legs and breathe. Beyond the philosophical, a walk carries tangible benefits for mental well-being. The rhythmic motion, the fresh air, and the change of scenery can be a balm for the mind. In the face of depression's weight, a walk is a lightness, a reminder that even the smallest steps can lead to a change in perspective. So, as you navigate the complex landscapes of your thoughts, consider the role of a walk around the block as a simple yet profound practice. It's not a grand expedition, but a gentle journey, an act of self-care in motion. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic guide, would encourage you to step outside, to walk not just for the body but for the soul, and in each step, find a path toward mental clarity. Number 7. Know that today isn't indicative of tomorrow. Depression often distorts our perception of time, making the present moment seem eternal and unchanging. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic outlook, would remind us that today's hardships do not define our future. Stoicism teaches us to view challenges as temporary and external, recognizing that our response to them is within our control. Marcus Aurelius would likely counsel against succumbing to the despair that today's difficulties may evoke. Instead, he would urge us to approach each day with a mindset focused on growth and resilience. By maintaining perspective and understanding the impermanence of our struggles, we can alleviate the burden of depression and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius' emphasis on the transitory nature of life aligns with Stoic teachings, offering hope and encouragement even in the darkest moments. It works because it introduces the concept of impermanence into the narrative. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from Stoic philosophy, would teach us that the shadows of today are but fleeting clouds, and the sun may yet shine tomorrow. Depression often distorts our perception of time, making the present moment feel like an eternal, unchanging reality. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic perspective, would urge us to challenge this illusion, Knowing that today isn't indicative of tomorrow is an act of rebellion against the tyranny of the present, a recognition that the narrative of our lives is still unfolding. In the Stoic philosophy, the idea of "this too shall pass" is a guiding principle. It's not a dismissal of the pain, but an acknowledgement that life is a river, constantly flowing, and today's obstacles may be but rocks in its current. Marcus Aurelius would encourage us to hold on through the turbulence, for beyond the rapids, there may be calm waters. Understanding that today isn't indicative of tomorrow aligns with the Stoic practice of focusing on what is within our control. Marcus Aurelius would advise against being shackled by the weight of today's troubles, reminding us that our response to challenges is something we can shape. It's an invitation to approach each day with the hope that, even in the darkest moments, a new dawn may emerge. So, as you navigate the ebb and flow of emotions, consider the Stoic wisdom that today's shadows do not define your destiny. It's not a denial of the pain, but a courageous stance against the notion that today's struggles are an eternal sentence. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic guide, would beckon you to see each day as a chapter in your story, and in the turning of pages, discover the potential for a brighter tomorrow. Number 8. Assess the parts instead of generalizing the whole. Depression often leads to a distorted perception of oneself and the world. Marcus Aurelius, through the Stoic practice of mindfulness, would advise against generalizing negative experiences to define our entire existence. Stoicism encourages us to assess our thoughts and emotions objectively, breaking them down into manageable parts. Marcus Aurelius, in his meditations, often reflects on the importance of self-awareness and rational evaluation of our internal dialogue. Rather than viewing setbacks as all-encompassing failures, Stoicism teaches us to compartmentalize our experiences. By analyzing specific aspects of our lives, we can identify areas for improvement without succumbing to the overwhelming weight of self-condemnation. Marcus Aurelius' introspective approach aligns with the Stoic emphasis on self-reflection as a path to wisdom and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic insight, would encourage us to take a step back and recognize that the difficulties we face are not an all-encompassing verdict on our entire existence. Depression has a cunning way of painting our world in shades of hopelessness. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from Stoic philosophy, would teach us to assess our thoughts objectively. Instead of viewing setbacks as insurmountable mountains, he would advise us to see them as individual hills that we can climb, one at a time. Assessing the parts aligns with the Stoic emphasis on self-awareness. Marcus Aurelius would encourage us to engage in a rational evaluation of our internal dialogue, to break down the narrative of despair into its constituent elements. It's a practice in understanding that life's challenges are multifaceted, and within each facet lies an opportunity for growth. Beyond the philosophical, assessing the parts offers a practical approach to problem-solving. Marcus Aurelius would likely view it as a Stoic strategy for confronting adversity. By breaking down our struggles into manageable components, we avoid being overwhelmed by the enormity of the whole. It's a recognition that even the most complex challenges can be navigated step by step. So, as you face the walls of despair, consider the Stoic wisdom of assessing the parts instead of generalizing the whole. It's not a dismissal of the challenges, but a pragmatic approach to understanding them. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic guide, would commend your efforts in dismantling the wall, brick by brick, recognizing that in the deconstruction, you find the power to rebuild and emerge stronger on the other side. Number 9. Set attainable goals. The pursuit of goals, grounded in Stoic principles, can be a powerful antidote to depression and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius, as a Stoic philosopher, would advocate for setting realistic and attainable objectives. It works because depression often casts a shadow on our sense of agency and purpose. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic perspective, would encourage us to set sail with modest yet meaningful goals, recognizing that even small victories contribute to the grand tapestry of resilience. Depression has a way of distorting our perception of achievement. Marcus Aurelius would guide us to set goals rooted in virtue and self-improvement. It's not about grandeur, but about the intentional pursuit of progress, aligning with the Stoic notion that personal growth is an ongoing journey. Setting attainable goals becomes a declaration of resilience. In the Stoic philosophy, where the dichotomy of control is paramount, Marcus Aurelius would emphasize the importance of focusing on what we can influence. By establishing goals within our grasp, we reclaim a sense of agency in the face of the tumultuous seas of depression. Beyond the philosophical, setting attainable goals offers a practical roadmap for navigating the complexities of mental health. Marcus Aurelius would likely view it as a Stoic strategy for steering towards purpose. Each goal becomes a sail catching the winds of resilience, propelling us forward even in the face of the storm. So, as you navigate the seas of possibility, consider the Stoic wisdom of setting attainable goals. It's not a denial of the challenges, but a deliberate choice to chart a course towards a brighter horizon. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic navigator, would commend your journey, recognizing that in the pursuit of realistic goals, you unfurl the sails of resilience, propelling yourself towards the shores of well-being. Number 10. Do something you enjoy. Engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment is a cornerstone of Stoic wisdom. Marcus Aurelius, despite the weight of his responsibilities, understood the importance of finding moments of respite and pleasure. Stoicism encourages us to savor life's simple pleasures and derive contentment from within. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reflects on the fleeting nature of pleasure and the importance of cultivating inner tranquility. Doing something enjoyable becomes a means of connecting with the present moment, an essential practice in overcoming depression and anxiety. By incorporating moments of joy into our daily lives, we align with Stoic principles of gratitude and mindfulness. Marcus Aurelius would likely counsel us to appreciate the beauty in both the grand and the mundane, recognizing that joy can be found in the simplest of pleasures. It works because depression often casts a veil over our ability to experience joy. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic perspective, would remind us that in moments of enjoyment, we find respite, a temporary escape from the shadows that linger. Engaging in activities that bring joy aligns with the Stoic principle of finding contentment from within. Marcus Aurelius would likely encourage us to savor life's simple pleasures, recognizing that even in the midst of challenges, pockets of joy can be found. It's not about denying the pain, but about cultivating moments of relief. Doing something you enjoy is a conscious effort to connect with the present moment. In the Stoic philosophy, where mindfulness is a cornerstone, Marcus Aurelius would likely appreciate the act of immersing oneself in activities that bring pleasure. It becomes a form of self-care, a deliberate choice to nourish the soul. Beyond the philosophical, doing something you enjoy serves as a counterbalance to the weight of depression. Marcus Aurelius would see it as a Stoic strategy for resilience. By incorporating moments of joy into our daily lives, we not only navigate the storms with greater ease, but also fortify our mental fortitude. So, as you navigate the landscape of your emotions, consider the Stoic wisdom of doing something you enjoy. It's not a denial of the challenges, but a celebration of your ability to find joy amidst the complexities of life. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic advocate, would applaud your commitment to weaving threads of happiness into the fabric of your well-being, recognizing that in the embrace of joy, you discover a potent antidote to the shadows of depression and anxiety.